You're listening to the VA Claims Authority. I'm Gary, Air Force veteran, VA disability claims strategist, and the guy who got denied, fought back, and won. I'm here to make sure the VA doesn't leave you behind. Whether you're filing your first claim or fighting your fifth appeal, this is your briefing. Let's get into it. Most veterans see the word denied at the top of a VA rating decision and stop reading. Don't. That headline is the emotional hit, not the legal reality. In this episode, I'm going to show you exactly what matters on page one, how to read the reasons section like a pro, and which appeals lane gives you the best shot based on what the VA actually wrote. Here's the promise. In 10 minutes, you'll be able to open your decision letter and find three things fast: the legal reason the VA used, the evidence they relied on, and the single next action that gives you the best chance to win. No lawyer speak, no guessing. Read the letter, not the headline. Section one, read the header and the summary. Start at the top and find these fields: the claim date, the decision date, the diagnostic code or codes, the rating percentages, and the effective date. Why do these matter? Because the claim date and effective date control how much back pay you might be owed. The diagnostic code ties the condition to the rating schedule. If the VA used the wrong code, that's a fixable error. The decision date tells you whether the decision was issued under the Appeals Modernization Act or whether you might still be in legacy land. If the letter doesn't look familiar, pause and confirm the decision date before you act. Now scan the summary box in the table that lists what was granted, partially granted, and denied. Circle the diagnostic code and the percent rating the VA assigned. Then move to the decision or summary of ratings paragraph and find the exact phrase the VA used. It's gold. Words like no nexus, insufficient evidence, or not chronic tell you the legal gap the VA relied on. Right after that, look for the evidence considered or records reviewed list. The VA will often list specific C&P exams, private medical records, and service treatment records they used. That list is a roadmap. If a record you submitted isn't on it, that's a problem you can fix. Section 2, reasons and evidence and what they mean. If the VA says no nexus, the VA is saying the evidence doesn't connect your condition to service. If it says insufficient evidence, they want more data. If they write not shown to be chronic, they mean the condition hasn't been proven ongoing under the schedule. Each of those reasons points to a different fix. For no nexus, you need a medical nexus opinion. For insufficient evidence, you need records that directly support your claim. For not chronic, you need longitudinal records showing persistence over time. Importantly, if the VA made a favorable finding, for example, they accepted that you have a diagnosis but gave a 0% rating, or they conceded service connection for one element of a multi-part claim, preserve that language. It often becomes the foundation of a stronger follow-up claim. Section 3, pick your lane. You have three AMA options to choose from, and the right one depends on what you found in the letter. Option 1, supplemental claim. VA Form 20995. Use this when you have new and relevant evidence that the VA did not consider. Examples: a private doctor's nexus letter written after the decision, new medical tests or treatment records that weren't on the VA's evidence list. Attach the new evidence and a short cover that points the VA to the exact pages that changed the outcome. Option 2, higher level review, VA Form 20996. Pick this when the error is obvious in the decision wording, when the VA overlooked a record they listed, or when they applied the wrong diagnostic code, or made a clear facts and law mistake. Higher level review asks for a fresh look by a senior reviewer, but you can't add new evidence in that lane. So if you have new medical evidence, don't pick HLRU. Pick a supplemental claim. Option 3. Board Appeal, VA Form 10182. Choose this when you want the board to review the record and you're ready to litigate legal arguments. For example, disputes over whether a condition is secondary or whether a chronicity standard applies. The board route can be faster in some cases, but it can also lock you into the record as it stands unless you use the evidence submission option. One more note. If your decision date shows a legacy decision or mentions a legacy appeal option, stop and confirm which process applies. If the letter looks different from AMA templates, call an accredited rep or check va.gov before you file. You'll preserve what's already yours. On the decision, underline any favorable findings, accepted diagnoses, partial grants, effective dates the VA awarded, or any explicit concessions. When you file your next step, include a short cover letter that tells the VA to preserve those findings. If you're going supplemental claim, attach copies of the favorable findings and note that you're not asking them to reopen those points. You're adding evidence only for the denied issue. This keeps the VA from accidentally rolling back a win when they reevaluate your file. Action step. Do this right now. Pull up your rating decision. On page 1, circle 3 things. The decision date, the diagnostic code for the denied issue, and the exact phrase the VA used to deny, copy it word for word. If you have new evidence, a doctor's nexus note, recent treatment records, or test results not listed in the evidence relied on section, download VA form 20-995, fill it out, and attach that new evidence. Include a one-paragraph nexus statement from your treating doctor that ties your condition to service. If you don't have new evidence and the VA clearly missed a record they listed, file VA form 20-996 for a higher level review instead. Before you file, double check the decision date to confirm this is an AMA decision. If anything looks off or if the letter mentions legacy appeals, reach out to an accredited rep or visit va.gov for guidance. I include links, templates, and a checklist at backlanesauthority.com so you can do this without guesswork. That's your briefing. Now go execute. If this episode helped you, share it with a veteran who needs to hear it. And if you need help with your claim, whether it's an audit, a rebuttal, or a full strategy session, head to vaclaimsauthority.com. I've got the templates, the form links, and the checklist to walk you through the steps. Send your questions for Frontline Friday and leave a review if this made the process clearer for you. Read the letter. Don't react to the headline. The VA won't tell you this. I will.